Hey, who was up last night watching some proud patriotism going on? No bunting, though. I was expecting to see a bit more red, white and blue. I understand that Lucy's made the coronation quiche for lunch, so... You've got a bit of a soggy bottom. All right. I have no doubts about that. Okay, we are in a short series about the Bible. I think it's 4 weeks long. So Ian kicked it off last week. So this is the second week. And for each of the 4 weeks, you'll notice that there is a reading about the Bible, the Word of God. And today I'm going to be unpacking the first scripture that Kate just read to us, and I'm going to be talking about three things. What is the Word of God? How does it work in us? And what is the result? So what is the Word of God? How does it work in us? And what is the result? How do we know it's actually working? Okay, so what is the Word of God? Because I guess we hear that quite a bit, you know, the Word of God. And what does it actually mean? And I found a really helpful definition of it back in the beginning of Hebrews. So our reading is from Hebrews 4, but if we go back to the beginning of Hebrews, Hebrews 1, then it says this. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. And Ian touched on this last week. So the Word of God, and at the time that the writer of Hebrews was writing that, that was probably just the Old Testament. The Word of God, yes, it's the written Word of God, the written Word, but it is also the living Word of God. It is also the power and the presence and the person of Jesus Christ. Everything in the Old Testament was pointing towards Jesus. And then when he came, he was the apotheosis, the supremacy, the completion, the demonstration of all that it was pointing to and of God's love and purpose and power. And I think that's really important to remember. I've certainly found it really helpful as I've been thinking about things and wrestling through what to talk about this. As we let God be at work, as we remember our true worth as the living God, as we apply the cross and resurrection of Jesus to our lives, this should change everything. We were just singing this morning, weren't we? You know, your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. You know, if we know, the more we know God's absolute acceptance and love for us, that should change us. We should become less defensive, less critical, less sorry for ourselves, more generous, more forgiving, quicker to say sorry. And I suppose the challenge for us is, are we letting the Word of God really change us? Because if it is living, if it is active, if God is who he says he is, then it should change everything. And sometimes it can be a really good test. You know, am I less critical than I used to be? Am I less defensive? Am I more generous with my time and money? Because those are signs. That transformation is the signs of God's living, active Word being at work in us. And I want to finish with this. If the distance between the earth and the sun, 93 million miles, was no more than the thickness of a sheet of paper. Then the distance from the Earth to the next nearest star would be a stack of papers 70 feet high. The diameter of the Milky Way would be a stack of paper over 300 miles high. And as scientists now tell us, there are more galaxies in the universe than we can number. And if we consider that, and if we consider that in Hebrews 1:3, it says that Jesus Christ sustains the whole universe by his powerful word, then of course it should change everything as we let his words dwell in us, work in us. We're going to finish, but we're going to respond by, I think we'll stay seated if that's okay. I think we've got, can we just bring up the next song? It is what I think it is. Yeah, great. So open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, because we want to see you.